Wannabe Trudeau successor Chrystia Freeland calls for a list to counter Trump's Canada tariff threats where it hurts. By Simon Kent on January 28, 2025. Nobody messes with Canada. That was the stern message Monday from Chrystia Freeland, the former finance minister who is running to replace Justin Trudeau as prime minister, when she called for a retaliation list of goods Ottawa would target if U.S. President Donald Trump delivers on his threat to slap 25% tariffs on goods from across the border. The left-wing liberal politician believes a list itemizing products worth $200 billion Canadian dollars, $139 billion U.S. dollars, would send a message to U.S. exporters about the harm tariffs would cause them, Freeland said in a statement. Being smart means retaliating where it hurts, she said, according to AP. Our counterpunch must be dollar for dollar, and it must be precisely and painfully targeted. Florida orange growers, Wisconsin dairy farmers, Michigan dishwasher manufacturers, and much more. Now is the moment when Canada must make clear to Americans the specific costs that will accompany any tariff measures by the Trump administration. Trump has said he will use economic pressure to push Canada to secure its porous borders and stop the flow of fentanyl and illegals crossing the same, as Breitbart News reported. We are thinking in terms of 25% on Mexico and Canada, because they are allowing vast numbers of people. Canada is a very bad abuser also. Vast numbers of people to come in and fentanyl to come in, Trump told reporters from the Oval Office 1 week ago. I think we'll do it February 1st, Trump responded when a reporter asked for the timing on these tariffs. Canada is the top export destination for 36 U.S. states. Nearly $3.6 billion Canadian, $2.7 billion U.S. dollars, worth of goods and services cross the border each day. John Rees, senior associate dean at the University of British Columbia Sauder School of Business, told AP that Canada should retaliate against any tariffs but warned against publicizing the list in advance, citing the risk of antagonizing Trump and making it harder for him to back off on his threats. Related, UF King Tyrant, protesters swarm Canada's Justin Trudeau. He always wants to win, said Rees. He doesn't want to show any weakness. Freeland, who is casting herself as the leadership candidate best able to deal with Trump, said Monday if she wins the leadership race and become prime minister she would also prohibit American companies from bidding on Canadian federal procurement, excluding defense. She also said she would convene an international summit with the leaders of Mexico, Denmark, Panama, and the president of the European Union to coordinate a joint response to challenges to our sovereignty and our economies. Meanwhile, Freeland's leadership rival Mark Carney told Radio Canada over the weekend Canada should retain the option of cutting off Quebec's hydro exports to the U.S., although that's not the first card he would play. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.